Hey, this is Matty V, coming to you again with another episode of the Fat Native America Weekly Podcast, where I share with you thoughts, ideas, and different things I've come across on my continued weight loss journey. Well, you can go ahead and shout it. Just sing me a happy birthday. Today's my birthday. And I turn the big 4-0. And I don't know. It's getting to the point now where it just seems like it's another day. You know, my wife doesn't have anything really special planned. She's going to bake me a birthday cake, and, you know, her and the kids are going to sing happy birthday to me. And, of course, on Facebook, everybody's posting happy birthday, hope you have a good birthday, and that kind of stuff. But just, I don't know. I was watching 16 Candles this weekend, and one of the statements that Sam makes right in the beginning, you know, turning 16, she just felt like she would wake up and there would be something different, you know. Not really magical, but something noticeable. And I kind of contemplated that this morning when I woke up, and I don't feel any different. You know, turning 40 should be a big thing. You know, I've heard of people having over-the-hill parties and, you know, all this other kind of stuff. And, yeah, I wouldn't mind having a party with some friends and stuff, but it's just, I guess, not in the cards for me. And I feel like I missed out. And last week I posted on a blog. You can go to my blog. It's www.mattystribe.wordpress.com. And, Matty's Tribe is MattysTribe. And I had posted on there that I was waiting for somebody. Somebody was selling a bike, and I had gone over. It's over on the college campus right near here. And I had gone over there, waited out front for the guy to show up, and never showed up, which pissed me off. But in that time, I saw, students packing up. This last week was undergraduate move-out week, where mommy and daddy come pick up Junior from college and pack up all the crap that he's accumulated over the past year. To go back home and drink and party and whatever until the end of August. But I noticed that while I was sitting there in amongst the students moving out, a Dodge Ram pickup truck, you know, it was like a 96, 98 Dodge Ram pickup truck. It's kind of rusty, a big old red thing. Come pulling up. And they had set up a redneck hot tub in the back. And if you don't know what a redneck hot tub is, it's basically one of those blue plastic tarps that they had laid down in the back and used bungee cords to attach it to the truck. And then they filled it up with water and just drove around. And they, you know, there were some, it seemed like there were more dudes than chicks. Sitting in the back of it, had to laugh. there are more wieners than buns, I should say. Yeah, I noticed that. They were all having a good time, blaring the local country station through the Ram stereo system, which, drinks, and they had, I think somebody had waders on, you know, arm floaties on, I think. Maybe. Maybe not. But they were there having a good time, and the ice cream man happened to come through at that particular time, so everybody hopped out and waited in line to get ice cream. It's a sight to see a line of college students waiting out front of a ice cream truck, you know. So that was kind of interesting, to be sure. But watching those students have a good time and just, you know, starting summer off with a bang, I guess, it kind of made me wonder, Did I miss out on something? I mean, being overweight, basically an introvert, did I miss anything? Did I, because of my obesity, because of my tendency not to be a social butterfly as such, did I miss out on experiences that I could have had in junior high and high school and for the year of college that I did? Did I miss out? What did I miss out on? Did I miss out on, you know, going to parties? Did I miss out on maybe having a first kiss in junior high instead of waiting until college with a chick that was very, very, very drunk and got her number and called her up the next day and didn't remember me, and then I come over to her sorority house to see her and she's just repulsed by me. I don't know. Did I miss something by, you know, letting myself become obese? You know, and I say that let myself become obese because, you know, I know what I need to do. I know that I need to control my eating. I need to exercise more. And if I knew that back in, or if I had started back in junior high, or even way far back in, third grade or whatever, if I realized the importance of being a part of a clique, I guess maybe things would be different. But, you know, but even today is a clique, really. I mean, it's sad to say, but, you know, you hang out more with people who are like you than having, like, a diverse array of, different people. I mean, the people that have the money, the desperate house moms tend to stick together, and they aren't very welcoming. You got the guys that, you know, play video games, or they're on World of Warcraft all the time, and drink beers and whatnot. You got those people, and then you got the ones that go out to the bars every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night and talk about how hungover they are on Monday morning, and so you got that crowd, and it's just, I don't know what it is. Like, for example, somebody had posted on my wall yesterday that they had gone out with a friend of mine, gone out to the bar and had a good time, and said that this person reminded them of me, and, you know, this other kind of stuff. It's like, you know, I'd like to go out to the bar sometime, and, you know, I'm not a big drinker, but go out and have fun, you know. But I guess my priorities and my, I don't want to say morals, but just the way I see the world is different than a lot of other people. I mean, this guy's got two young kids at home and a wife, and, you know, he doesn't work for certain reasons, for health reasons, he doesn't work, you know, and it just floors me that somebody like that can go out and party, you know, even at 40 years old can go out and party without thinking about responsibilities, you know. I guess, I don't want to say I'm jealous, but, you know, I'd like to do that once in a while. You know, I'd like to go out and have a good time and sit around and talk and have conversations that don't involve Minecraft or Adventure Time or Dora the Explorer, you know. I mean, when my wife and I do get a chance to get out, it's usually by ourselves, and we go out to dinner and then go to a movie, you know. We're not really party people, I suppose, is the whole thing. Just not, you know, we realize what responsibilities we have, and the I don't know what I'm trying to say. I just lost my train of thought there, but maybe somebody out there understands. You know, it comes back down to this. I just leave myself wondering, did I miss something? You know, did I miss something not going to camp during the summer? Did I miss something by not participating in a sport in school? Did I miss something by not being more involved in school activities, I guess? I know I missed out on open houses. I didn't even know what an open house was until my wife had one, you know, when she graduated from high school. I didn't even know what an open house was, you know. I didn't realize an open house was a party. You come in, you get food, you get money as gifts. I just, you know, I missed out on that. And I don't know, it's just, I guess I got the 40-year-old blues happening today. But I did walk, pretty far. My lower leg is kind of twinging right now, but I decided I was going to walk for as long as I could, and I walked for a little over an hour, and in that time I did about 1.82 miles, and I'm pretty proud of that. That's the farthest that I've gone since the accident. That's pretty good, you know, to think of where I was 7 months ago. It's amazing, I guess, if you look at it. But still got a ways to go. And when I woke up this morning, yeah, I was contemplating, you know, not feeling special because I turned 40, and I had a headache and wanted to hit the snooze and go back to bed and not get up and get myself ready and go to the gym. But I got up. I took some headache medicine, and I went to the gym, and I worked out. I worked out longer than I've had the previous week, which I guess is another milestone to have, you know? Just really miss not having to deal with pain, you know? Being able to walk 3+ miles without being fatigued, and you know, be able to work out for 45 minutes without any issues, be able to buy my pants in Target or Meijer. And I had to go on the website and order some shorts. So the shorts that my wife pulled out didn't fit. You know, it'll fit again. I mean, that's, I'm not getting too far down on that, but it's just a little, I guess, disheartening at times, you know. I wondered if part of my blues today is because I didn't eat anything. I had like 3 Jolly Ranchers today. I got up late and screwed around, and I didn't get my breakfast together. I didn't get my lunch together. And I really need to keep it under control tonight, for sure. You know, I have dinner, and you know, I've got, 3,000 calories to deal with today? You know, with all the exercise that I've done so far, I can eat 3,000 calories worth of food and not, you know, deal with it, really. So, but, yeah, I've got to keep it under control. Can't go home and just sit down with a bowl of potato chips or, you know, anything like that and just do mindless eating. That's not healthy, for sure. But so, I'm just, again, dealing with the 40-year-old blues, I guess. Almost half my life is over. And what do I have to show for it? I know. I mean, I got things, more things than a lot of other people. You know, I got a beautiful wife. I got 2 great kids. I got, you know, a house, 2 paid off cars, a good job, money in the bank. You know, If I need something, I can go out and buy it, you know, without issue. But really, what kind of a mark have I made in my life, you know? What are people going to remember me for, I guess? You know, it's just one of those questions that you start asking yourself when you get towards 40 and when you hit 40. I mean, what are you going to be remembered for? You're just going to be remembered as somebody who showed up to work every day and did their job and went home. I mean, I want to make a mark. I know I was created for more than what I am currently doing. I don't believe that I was created to sit here behind a desk all my life. For a time, I believed that I was meant to inspire others and help others with their weight loss. And for some reason, that dream just disappeared without a trace. Now I feel like I'm kind of drifting away, not knowing what to do. I mean, I have a goal. I have a goal, and I have a plan to get there. But in the meantime, it's just those, what do they call them, the doldrums. And I actually learned about that phrase not too long ago, that there's a section of ocean down in the southern hemisphere called the doldrums, where there's hardly any wind, and that you end up just drifting for days and days and days. And that's why they call them the doldrums, because you can't do anything. You're just kind of going with the current. And I guess I'm at that point here. So, don't want to bore you anymore, but thank you for tuning in, those that listen and those that download. And tune in each and every week. I appreciate that. Again, visit my blog, www.mattiestribe.wordpress.com. You can go to my website, www.iweighedmorethanjared.com, which, you know, yeah, at one time I did weigh more than Jared, but now I'm close to what he weighed when he first started, which isn't a good thing, for sure. The scale's going the wrong way. I'm going to do what I can to fix it. But until next time, this is Matty V saying we'll catch you on the Fattening of America audio podcast.